And to find out what exactly is going on here, I'm joined now by Christopher Sabatini. He's a senior fellow for Latin America at Chatham House. That's an international affairs think tank based in London. Mr. Sabatini, it's good to have you with us. President Trump says that the U.S. is at war with drug cartels. I'm wondering first, what's the point of this notice to Congress, in your opinion?
Well, frankly, this is an attempt to cover their argument. They're trying to demonstrate that this is a war that legitimates, in their view, attacking civilians without due process, that in which they are the equivalent of combatants in a war zone. Questions have been raised across the aisle by both Republicans and Democrats that by declaring this war on narco-terrorists, is the term they like to use, it is in violation of the War Powers Act, and that it is even in violation of international norms because they're killing civilians without due process, without them actually being armed threats. So he's trying to draw this, I think it's a very loose and tenuous connection between drugs and armed combatants, which, quite frankly, a number of U.S. senators, again, on both sides of the aisle, are not quite buying.